you know, this one might be a touchy subject today because it really does hit that nerve inside your mind, body, and soul that says, no, you got it wrong, man. You got it wrong. But, you know, it's one of those where it's like, okay, why is it that we do what we do unless we've been coaxed to do it, told to do it, or maybe somebody has said, will you do it? And so we change our everyday walk and way and our plans because we try to make sure that everybody who's part of our lives is either given the word no, or we say, all right, man, I can help you out. But in the process of helping somebody out, in the process of growing with somebody else, it kind of takes you off your personal game. And all of a sudden you realize, wait a second, this many days have gone by on this calendar. I'm so far off my own plan and purpose that I don't know how to get back. And so instead of trying to get back and trying to look for those breadcrumbs on the forest floor, what we do is we try to rearrange our life and try to get into an area of more comfort and acceptance than where we were when we were going, look, I'm headed into this storm. We're going to do this. We have to do this. We will lead. And it's like, something knocked me off my path. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing 10 minutes before the lights went out at Elevation Church Ballantyne. And that's very difficult to say only because we have not been inside the church for how many months now because of the coronavirus, COVID-19. But that's just when I started this back in 2012, writing inside the church 10 minutes before physically the worship band, Elevation Worship even hit that stage. I would always just go, here's the energy source right now. And whatever moved through me in that moment is what happened. So like when I sit down now on Sundays and right before we begin worship, it's like, okay, here we go. It's 9:20 and you start writing. And so that's how all of this really began. And I believe that it's just the universe or the elements of the atmosphere that are moving through me. And I have no time to question it or be a perfectionist. It just happens. And then you go back and you learn from it. You grow with it. I'm reading from Sunday, July 5th, 2020, which was yesterday. And really, I kind of started it off with a question. What are you feeling? I was asking me, but now I'm asking you. See, that's how this transition grows. What are you feeling? Does it match what you believe? Whoa, hold on. Stop. What are you feeling? And does it match what you believe? Man, can we even cover that ground in 2020? Because everybody seems to be on pins and needles right now. What do you believe? And what are you feeling? See, I switched it around. And it's like, a different point of view. Having the spirit to be truthful about the differences has evolved into a series of mental and physical losses right here in 2020. And in reality, it's no different than any other year that's been a part of our paths. Sure, people are still attending these huge events. But as a passerby or somebody who's standing on the outside, I sit there and wonder, are you at this huge event because you were coaxed into attending? Somebody challenged you. Somebody took what you believe in and they were matching it with what you were feeling. And even though what you believed in didn't match what you were feeling, you still wanted to show your support. You see, here's how I'm really guilty of that. And I am, and I openly admit this. That's how I got to Elevation Church in 2012. I mean, there was a lot of talk about that church, Elevation. Oh my God, there was a lot of talk. People were sitting there saying, that's a cult. No, you got to go and watch this Furtick guy, man. He's spreading the word. This guy can say some things that other people aren't saying. You got to go watch him. And it was like, what's going on? I hadn't even heard of this Elevation Church. I saw a lot of stickers on cars, but what was going on? So I had to go experience it myself to feel like that I belonged, because they weren't sitting there saying, well, you know, Arrow goes to Siegel Presbyterian Church. What is Siegel Presbyterian Church? Well, I also heard that he's also attending the Presbyterian Church up there on Tryon Street in Charlotte. He does two church services in one day. Yeah, that's the way it was. And there's a reason why I was that way, because first of all, my very good friend Jonathan, who was the leader of that church, was starting a brand new group that was for a new age level of learning the word. And then I got hooked in with Siegel Presbyterian Church because my very, 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 very dear friend Zandra, who had breast cancer, and we were just trying to share extended love, support, and to be there in the church. And so that's why that that was happening. And what a crazy way to get my butt back into church, because I kept going to all these different Band-Aid churches. I needed my word. But the problem was I kept going to these itty bitty congregations that were in schools, and they were trying to get something going. And it was like I would go there and they would go, So, you're in radio. Can I get you to run the control board? Can I get you to do this, this, and this? And it was like going, man, I'm not here to do that. I'm here because spiritually, I'm really injured. I'm like very depressed. I'm in some dark moments, and I'm not thinking that I need to be over there yet until I can like rebuild my platform. And they were dark times, man. They were dark times. And it's all written in my books. I'm not hiding anything. And that's how I found Elevation, because everybody was talking about how this church in Charlotte, this and remember, this was 2012, was making a difference, and it was enlightening and empowering people. And it's like, man, I got to have a piece of that action. But now I sit back and I go, was it what I believed or was it what I was feeling? Because what I believed, I was coming from a world of some deep, hardcore studies of Native American spirituality, shamanism, Hinduism, Buddhism. I was really, and I still am, into every single one of those. And I practice them with my Christianity. And it was like, okay, what do you believe versus what you are feeling? And so I was able, because people around me coaxed me into going into this thing called Elevation Church. And man, I wanted to be one of them. I wanted to be one of them so bad. And because I wanted to belong, I wanted to be a part of something. But it's never happened. It's not their fault that I'm not one of them. It's my choice. No matter how much I have poured into being one of them, I didn't want to stop being me. And that meant that I would have had to have changed everything that I believe. So I've been on this 8-year spiritual journey of really staying strong in the Word of God and being there for the Word of God. But to suddenly stop everything else that I'm doing, Hinduism, shamanism, Buddhism, Native American spirituality, I believe in all shapes of spiritual growth. And if I were caught in a circle to bring anything like that up, I'll never forget, and I'll let you go after this. I was in the process of changing my life. I didn't want to do regular top 40 radio anymore. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to do Christian radio so bad, because I knew that made a difference. Whereas top 40 radio, here comes another one of your favorite songs right now. Hey, it's four in a row without talk. Okay, it's just radio disc jockey talk. Hey, if you call right now, you're up for $1,000. We can give it away to you right now. Make sure you call. Okay, so I wanted to get into Christian radio. This was back there around 2012, 2013, and maybe a little bit earlier. And what happened was is that they were going to, they asked me to come down and talk to them in Columbia, South Carolina. And they go, so why do you want to do this? And I explained to them that, you know, I'm here for the Word of God, and I want to help change people's lives, and you've got the platform and the stage to where we can reach out and do this. And then they go, well, what do you believe in? And I said, well, I believe in all shapes of spirituality, Hinduism, shamanism, Buddhism, Native American spirituality. And they go, huh, well, what book do you read? Well, I read The Artist Way from Julia Cameron, because she's opened up my mind, body, and soul to believe in all things, to respect all living things. I believe in everything, and I think that we can take that energy and we can grow it forward. You don't belong here, man. You don't belong here. And so I've always carried that with me through every single time that I have sat in that congregation at Elevation Church. Every single day that goes by, even though I'm sitting there and I'm taking these unbelievable notes, I want to be a part of them. But it always reminds me of that time at that radio station when they said, you don't belong here because of what I believe in. And because of what I believe in, it doesn't match what I'm feeling. So let me ask you again. What do you believe in versus what are you feeling? I want you to think about everything that's going on here in 2020. There's been a lot that has been placed on our shoulders. And you really have got to be able to find your peace in the way of deciding what do you believe in versus what are you feeling? I'm Errol, and that's what I was writing 10 minutes before the lights went out at Elevation Church Ballantyne.